Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 16th. You'll be interested to know, 252 years ago, today in 1773, a group of colonists disguised as Native Americans boarded three British ships and deliberately dumped the consignment of tea into Boston Harbor as a bold act of protest. That purposeful stand galvanized public sentiment for liberty and helped unite disparate communities, marking a crucial milestone toward representative self-government in the American colonies. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with 1 foot waves rolling in from the southwest. Conditions will shift to fair as the wind turns onshore at 5 miles per hour by late morning. Expect choppy conditions for the afternoon as the wind picks up to 7 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 3 foot outgoing high tide when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 12 seconds. And the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5.5 feet at 6:15 a.m., followed by a 0 foot low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday offers clean 2 to 4 foot waves with light winds, ideal for most surfers. Thursday sees a slight increase to 3+ feet, maintaining clean conditions throughout the day. By Friday, conditions remain fair with 2 to 3+ feet, but expect a shift to choppy conditions in the afternoon, making Thursday the standout day for surf. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 56 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, then clearing up to sunny skies with a high near 71 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 10 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 54 with calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 72 and a light northwest breeze of 0 to 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog returns each night after 10 p.m. with lows in the mid-50s through Saturday morning, while highs rise slightly to the mid-70s Thursday and Friday before dropping to near 69 on Saturday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego County Board of Supervisors approved a lease allowing United Airlines to operate flights from McClellan Palomar Airport in Carlsbad beginning in March 2026. The 3-year lease, approved on a 4-to-1 vote, includes a fee waiver of $517,000 for the first year. United Airlines plans to fly a 70-seat Embraer 175 twice daily to Denver and San Francisco, with the first flight departing at 7:30 in the morning. County officials expect this agreement to generate $1 million annually and create jobs, while also addressing community noise concerns. However, residents expressed opposition, fearing this could lead to larger aircraft and runway expansions. Now on to sports. Injuries to Patrick Mahomes, Micah Parsons and Devontae Adams highlight the dangers of an 18-game season. Some believe more football means more excitement and revenue, but not all players agree. Mahomes stated, "You have seen the amount of injuries that have kind of piled up at the end of seasons." As of week 15, three players crucial to their teams are now on injured reserve, with three coaches delivering the same grim diagnosis. It didn't look good. The NFL's injury report routinely lists hundreds of players, raising concerns about the toll of an extended schedule. Ultimately, players question whether they should accept more risk for their substantial salaries. Last night, on Monday Night Football, Aaron Rodgers passed for 224 yards and two touchdowns and beat the Dolphins 28-15 to stay atop the AFC North. Pittsburgh won its second straight game and 23rd straight at home by overwhelming Miami over the final 35 minutes. Rodgers connected on 23 of 27 passes at frigid Accrisure Stadium, looking right at home with the lights on and temperatures in the teens. Miami's playoff hopes vanished as its four-game winning streak was snapped. In local sports, Yu Darvish, one of the most accomplished Japanese pitchers of all time, expressed uncertainty about playing in the major leagues again after his third surgery on his right elbow. The San Diego Padres veteran starter underwent surgery to repair a torn flexor tendon and ulnar collateral ligament, sidelining him into 2027 and potentially beyond. Darvish, owed $46 million over the final 3 years of his contract, has considered retirement due to ongoing injuries. He hopes to contribute to the team, stating, "In my mind, I was thinking that maybe this could be it for me." New manager Craig Stammen noted Darvish's potential impact on the team, especially with younger pitchers. In top news, iRobot, the maker of the Roomba vacuum, has filed for bankruptcy protection late Sunday night. After 35 years in operation, the company will be acquired by its contract manufacturer, China-based Paisa Robotics. iRobot assures consumers that there will be no anticipated disruption to its app functionality, customer programs, or ongoing product support. Despite being a pioneer in household robotics since its founding in 1990, iRobot's market share has significantly eroded due to increased competition. Chief Executive Officer Gary Cohen stated that this transaction marks a pivotal milestone in securing the company's long-term future. In business news, Hard Rock International and Mets owner Steve Cohen have received final approval from the New York State Gaming Commission for an $8.1 billion casino project near Citi Field in Queens. This marks the project's final green light, following earlier approval from the New York Gaming Facility Location Board. The development is expected to include a hotel, concert venue, and new public green space, along with creating 23,000 union jobs and over $1.8 billion in community benefits. Governor Kathy Hochul stated that the licenses were awarded based on local support and sustainable economic plans. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 4% to $86,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $2,900. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The fundamental nature of living things challenges assumptions that physicists have held for centuries. On October 8, 2024, the field of physics was plunged into controversy when the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded for discoveries about artificial intelligence. For most of the 20th century, physicists largely ignored living systems, seeing them as mere machines. However, many physicists now believe a mystery unfolds in every microbe and animal, challenging basic assumptions and potentially redefining the field. Understanding life as a self-organizing, autonomous system may help astronomers detect biosignatures on distant planets, while also advancing artificial intelligence research. Entertainment news. Bob Iger is doing it again. In October 2005, Bob Iger announced a deal that stunned the entertainment industry. Standing next to Steve Jobs, Iger revealed that Disney would sell digital downloads of select ABC and Disney Channel shows via Apple's iTunes Store. This marked the first time a major Hollywood studio allowed consumers to bypass traditional broadcasting. Now, two decades later, Iger is making waves with a groundbreaking deal involving OpenAI. Consumers can create short-form videos featuring Disney characters, which will stream on Disney+. Additionally, Disney is investing $1 billion in OpenAI. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "Disobedience is the true foundation of liberty. The obedient must be slaves." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.